Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on the very bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to discuss a brisa that we mentioned last time about Ovdei Kochavim and Roei Behema Daka. We said about those two groups of people that they're lo malin velo maridin. You're not allowed to chuck them into a pit, but if they're down in the pit, you don't take them out either. So Tani Rabbi Avo Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Ovdei Kochavim Roei Behema Daka, that the brisa taught that both of the Chavim and Roi Ve'Medaka are lo malin, you wouldn't take them out of the pit, v'lo maridin, and you wouldn't throw them into the pit either. Aval ha-minin, but minim, who are people who are connected to Avodah Zarah, whether they're Jewish or non-Jewish, v'amil saros, or Jews that maser the mamon of other Jews to the goyim, v'hamumrim, or Jews that are no longer observant of the mitzvahs of the Torah, maridin v'lo malin. Not only do you not rescue them from the pit, you're allowed to throw them into the pit, meaning you should throw them into the pit. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Avo, how could it be that a mumar you would throw into a pit? Anishona, I learned in a brisa, darshins, by the parsha of Hashavas Aveda, l'chol aveda sachicha, l'rabos es a mumar, that the word l'chol, when it talks about Hashavas Aveda, tells us that you have to return even a mumar's aveda, v'at amrit moridin, and you're going to say that you're allowed to kill him? So sami mikan mumar. So says Gemara, you have to take the word mumar out of the brisa. He is not one of the people that are moridin v'lo malin. Says Gemara v'lishni le, why didn't Rabbi Avo give a different answer? That kan b'mumar ochel nevelos l'tehavon, kan b'mumar ochel nevelos l'hachis. That the brisa that says that you have to do Hashavas Aveda is, yeah, he violates Averos, but only because he has terrible taivas for the Averos. And the brisa that says you're allowed to chuck him into a pit is when he does the Averos l'hachis. So that's why he's a much worse kind of mumar. So the Gemara answers, Kasavar Rabbi Avo must have held Ochel Nevelos Lahachis Min Hu, that the proper term to describe someone who does it Lahachis, who does it just to anger God, is not mumar, it's a min. So the Gemara brings a machlokas about mumar, itmar. Mumar, when it comes to a mumar, Pligi Rav Achav Ravina, to machlokas Rav Ach and Ravina, what the geder of a mumar is. Who is a mumar? Chadam L'Teavon, one says it's someone who does Averos L'Teavon, just for his own pleasure. Mumar, that's a mumar. Lahachis, min have. And if he does it Lahachis, he's not a mumar, he's a min. V'chadam Rafil Lahachis Nami, mumar. That even if he does it Lahachis, he's considered a mumar. So then, Ezehu min, so what's a min? Zeha over. That's someone who doesn't just do Averos, he does Avodah Zarah. So Meisve, the Gemara asks on the opinion that someone who eats Nevelos Lahachis is still called a Mumar, Ochel Parosh Echad. If a person eats a certain bug or Yatush Echad, Harez a Mumar, that's a Mumar, V'Ochad Lahachis, who certainly is not getting any Hanoah from eating bugs. It's obviously Lahachis, V'Katani Mumar, and you still see that we're calling him a Mumar and not a Min. Gemara answers, Hasam by the Mitam Taima di Yisura. No, maybe that's a taiva that he has, not lahachis. He has a taiva to taste. What it tastes like, it's a curiosity. Satisfying a curiosity is also a taiva. So, main point over here, a min, someone who does Avodah Zarah, is definitely a moridin v'lo malin. A mumar who does Averos l'teavon is a moridin. You would not be allowed to throw him into a pit. And if he does have Averos Lahachis, it's a machlokas, whether he's called a mumar or a min, but you're definitely allowed to throw him into a pit. Okay, so the Gemara explains this din of moridin v'lo malin. Amar mar, moridin avlo malin. You could chuck him into a pit and you don't rescue him. Well, isn't that obvious if you could chuck him in that you're not going to rescue him? Hashta achute machtinan asuke mibayi. If you're allowed to throw him in the pit, does the Bryce really need to tell me that you don't rescue him from the pit? Amar Rav Yosef Barchamar Mavsheshas al Nitzcha Shemaisa Maila Babar Megarra Denakalei Ila Va'amar Lotechus Chivasa Ila Ve. That if there was a step right by the pit, so you could take the offer out and remove that step to that would help him get out, that you can get, and you can explain it, and you could say, I'm doing this so that my animal won't land up in that pit, so that he won't realize that you're trying to kill him. So lo malin, that the Braisa says, is that you don't allow him the opportunity to be ola. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tamri Tavayhu, the Gemara gives another answer, that Rabbi Rav Yosef both explained, lo nitzricha she'im haisa even al pia be'er mechasa, that if the min or the mumar fell into a be'er, and there was a stone by the mouth of the be'er, near the be'er, you're allowed to take that stone and cover the opening of the be'er so that he won't be able to get out. And you could explain yourself and say, oh, I'm moving that stone there so that my animals can get across. Then Ravina Amar a third teretz, Shemayasulam Misalko, that if there was a ladder there that he would have been able to get out with, you could remove the ladder. Amar Binalachusi Brimeigra, you could say, oh no, I need this ladder because I need to rescue my son who's caught on a rooftop somewhere, so I need to use this ladder. So main point number two over here, three explanations of what the chiddush of Lomalin is on those people that were even maridin. Three explanations of what the chiddush of Lomalin is when we're talking about people that are even maridin. Okay, the Gemara brings other dinim that relate to the interactions between Jew and Ovid Chavim. Tan Rabbanon, Yisrael mal esa Ovid Chavim l'shum ger. A Jew can mal an Ovid Chavim for the sake of gerus, la'afuke and mishamur nedulo, but he's not allowed to mal him in as a therapeutically, as a refua, like if he has some sort of disease on his arla, so to remove it because of the chavim, alo maridin velo malin. So by providing him with refua, that's saving him. That's like being malin. Vovid chavim lo yamal Yisrael. We cannot allow an ovid chavim to do mila on Yisrael. Mepnei shachashudin al shvichas damim divrei Meir. Rameir says because we have to be concerned for murder. Vachamim omrim ovid chavim malas Yisrael bezman shachir momdin al gabo avabin alvin alo. And the chavim should be very familiar to us from the last amud. Allow us to allow an ovid chavim to be mal Yisrael as long as there are other people around, because we're not choshed that he's going to commit murder when there are other people watching. But alone he cannot do it. Rameir omer afilu achirim omdim al gabu namilo dizimna dematzile sakina umashvile kroshavcha, that even if there are other people around, just by a slight gesture of his hand, with a sharp implement in his hand, he could turn the baby into a kroshavcha, so we do not trust it. V'sav Rameir ovid chavim lo, does Rameir really hold that an Ovid Chavim cannot be Mal Yisrael, or a Minhu, but I'll ask you from a Braisa, Ir She'in Barofe Yisrael. If you have a city that does not have a Jewish Moel, V'yesh Barofe Kuti V'rofe Ovid Chavim, but there is a Kuti or an Ovid Chavim who does know how to do Mila, Yomel Ovid Chavim Val Yomel Kuti. Better to have the Ovid Chavim do the Mila and not the Kuti. Why? Because Kutim do it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So we have to be Choshesh that the Kuti is going to do the Mila L'Shem Avodah Zarah, whereas the Ovid Chavim is not going to, the Ovid Chavim in general are not mal their children at all. So they don't have any special kavanah l'avodah zarah during the Mila. Divrei Meir, that's her Meir sheet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yomel Kuti val Yomel Ovid Chavim. No, we better prefer the Kuti over the Ovid Chavim, because the Ovid Chavim might kill the baby, whereas the Kuti won't. But bottom line is, you see that a Meir holds that an Ovid Chavim is allowed to do the Mila, and we're not choshesh that he's going to kill the baby. So it says Gemara Epoch. You have to switch around the sheetos in that last brisa. Rameir Omer Yomel Kuti velo Ovid Chavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ovid Chavim lo Kuti. That it's Rameir who says, I prefer the Kuti, and Rabbi Yehuda who says, he prefers the Ovid Chavim. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda Ovid Chavim Shapir Dami. Wait, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's okay for an Ovid Chavim to do a Mila on a Jewish baby? V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Minayin L'Mila B'Ovid Chavim Shipsula. How do I know that Mila is absolutely possible with an Ovid Chavim? Shinemar V'ata'as Brisi Tishmar. Pasuk says, V'ata'as Brisi Tishmar, and we darshan, and not Ovid Chavim. Elul Yolam Lo Tepuch. So the Gemara goes back to the original understanding that we should not switch the brisos. Rameir says that you're not allowed to have an Ovid Chavim Mal Yisrael, and in the brisa he says that he prefers the Ovid Chavim to the Kuti. V'hachem mayaskinon, that brisa that allows an Ovid Chavim to be Mal, you know what that brisa is talking about? Berofe Mumcha, it's talking about when he's a recognized expert doctor, and it would certainly ruin his professional His professional reputation is going to be destroyed if he messes up the milah. The chiyasu avdimi am Rabbi Yochanan imayimumchel Rabbi mutter, that if he's a recognized expert, then it's mutter for him to do the milah. So right in the middle of the conversation, but we're going to stop there, and we'll make a main point that Rabbi Meir allows an Ovid Kochavim to do a milah only when he's a rofe mumcha. But otherwise, he's choshed that the Ovid Chavim is going to harm the child, even when other people are standing around. The Chavim allow it when other people are standing around. Rav Meir does not allow it when other people are standing around, unless he's a rofe mumcha. Rofe mumcha, Rav Meir is going to allow. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with this Savar Rabbi Yehuda, which, as we said, is really right in the middle of the conversation over here.